Yeah! Woo! NBA Australia, how you going? Yeah, man. Happy Australia Day to all the legends back in Australia. Sing some tunes for me, eh? What do you reckon? It's Thursday, January 25 here in the States. But in Australia, it's the future. So it's January 26, Australia Day over there. So everybody else is getting a long weekend and sinking tins while I'm here in sub-zero temperatures in the USA. That's right. I'm James Clements, a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, one half of the Darong Guys NBA podcast, and I am currently in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, reporting from the front lines of the NBA for your favorite daily NBA podcast. And man, we've got Australia Day special for y'all. That's it, man. Yep, we're giving you what you want. That means a whole mess of NBA with a tiny bit more Australia. So we're going to wrap all nine NBA games from last night, plus all the usual dumbassery has a bit of an Aussie twist. That means, yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And it's Thursday, so as we always do, we'll have Where in the World is Jonah Bolden, and we'll throw our Kiwi friends a bone with Kiwi Corner. And as we do every day, we're going to check on every single Australian NBA player, see how they're going, and we'll finish up with the diary of Stephen Adams. Yeah, you know you love it. So, while you're all sinking tins, let's get to that goddamn show. It's NBA Australia. It's Australia Day. Australia! Let's do it.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Yeah, you better watch out for the Shaq attack because it is Australia Day here and it's just how it goes. What are we going to do? Oh, what is your Australian national anthem doing playing behind the start of NBA Australia? I don't know, mate. But at the same time, look, first off, right off the bat, Australia Day. I don't give a fuck what day it's on. I'm just happy to celebrate Australia with everybody else who wants to. If it's May 8, mate, who gives a shit? January 26th pisses off a bunch of people, then hey, let's just fucking move it. It's a lucky country. Who gives a shit, mate? Just fucking everybody chill. Everybody be happy. We're all Australians. Why the fuck not? All right. And remember, that might be, you know, some Australians' goddamn national anthem. This is mine. Fuck yeah, Grinspoon. What do you reckon? Yeah. All right, let's get to the actual show, eh? I reckon Just Ace may have started a couple more fucking mosh pits in country pubs than anything else in Australia. So let's get to it. Let's get to the damn show, man. Australia Day, we're going to wrap the games first and then get to the guts of this one. So last night was a classic one. There's a lot of close games. It was awesome. Pelicans at Hornets, 101-96. AD and Boogie, Mug, Dwight Howard. Boogie has 16 and 13. AD with the old brow over there, 19-6, 4-3 and 2. Holy shit. And Jrue Holiday puts it away for them in the end, 19 and 4, including two back-to-back buckets late that sealed it. Old fuck Dwight Howard over there had 22 and 16. Holy shit. Added three blocks. Fucking hell. Not bad. And then Kemba Trade Me Walker had 20.7 assists. Hornets are 2-2 in their five-game homestand. Not great, not great. But the Pelicans just keep mowing motherfuckers down like it's me out on the nature strip on a Saturday arvo. Not bad, not bad. But the Pelicans, where do they sit? They're 6th at the moment in the West, 26 and 21. Not bad. Speaking of Aussies, how about jingling fucking Joe Ingles? The Jazz beat the Pistons in overtime, 98-95. Yeah, 98-95 in fucking overtime. Gross! But the jingly one brings it home. They were down 9 with 3 minutes to play, the Jazz. And Jingling Joe had 13 points. He has the layup to tie it, put it to overtime. Then he has 6 straight points in overtime to win the fucking thing. On you, Jingler! 13 points, 1 rebound, 7 assists, 2 fucking steals for the Jingling one. Unbelievable. It was just as well. They had to turn to the man who looks like a Glenunga High School geology teacher. And, because Donovan Mitchell had a rough shooting night, I'll tell you. He had 15 points on 23 shots. Fucking hell, that's Kobe-esque. Jesus. 11-10-5 for Rubio. Rudy Gobert still getting back into form. He still had 15 points and 4 blocks, though. Jesus. But how about Detroit? Andre Drummond had himself a fucking night. Whoa, not bad. 30 points, 24 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals and 5 blocks. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But do you reckon he was pissed about missing the All-Star game? Holy shit. Not bad, Andre. He also went past 2,000 offensive rebounds for his career, making him the youngest player to ever have that mark. 2,000 offensive rebounds at 24. Dwight Howard, Moses Malone, both were 25 when they hit that. Not bad. Not bad. There you go. 10 of 10 for Luke Kennard, dude. Tobias Harris had 13 points on 17. Ugh, gross. And not good, bro. The Pistons suck. Stanley Johnson, Avery Bradley, Tobias Harris, and Luke Kennard went 3 of 21 from 3 in this. Do you reckon that lost them the game? I'd say so. All right, Suns at Pacers. Oh, they lose. What are you going to do? Oh, that's right. The Suns are fucking trash. 101 the Suns to the Pacers 116. Victor Oladipo at 21 points and 9 assists. The newly minted All-Star there. The Pacers had 5 double-figure scorers. We're up 79-44 in the third, and that was all she wrote. Devo Booker over there had 19. Josh Jackson had 20. 16 and 17 for Greg Trade Value Monroe for the Suns there. Not bad. Not bloody bad. But how about the big one for tonight? Sixers 115 to the Bulls 101 on Australian Heritage Night in Philadelphia, where they're trying to teach people how to eat fucking pies and hang out, smashing cans in stubby holders, all the good stuff. And of course, who rocked up but Big Simo? Ben Simmons. Reckon he was shattered he didn't make the All-Star team much? Fucking hell, he just goes out there and smashes like a mad dog. Almost had a triple-double at halftime, got it within 50 seconds of the start of the second half. That's his fifth triple-double for the fucking year. He had 19, 17, 14, 2 blocks. We'll talk about that more later. You know we will in Australian Play Watch and in a couple of other segments. Basically, it's a Big Simo episode. Yes, Embiid. Joel Embiid had 22 and 5 and 3 with 2 blocks. Zach LaVine had 21 points, 7 rebounds and 3 assists for the Bulls. I'm just happy he's back and healthy. That's good. Lowry, that's a girl's name. Markkanen had a rough one. 12 points on 13 shots. But how about fighting Bobby Portis? Oh, Jesus. 22 and 11 for fighting Bobby Portis. Just out there fucking throwing haymakers, mate. Sixers shot 50% from 3 as well. 16 to 32. And you know the Big Simo didn't take any of those. Not bad. But there you go. Australian triumph on Australian Heritage Night. They even had fucking Swanee down there. How you doing, Dane Swan? You getting on the tins? Oh, yeah, I reckon, mate. Fucking oath, Swanee. Do you reckon he tore fucking Philly a new one? Shit, yeah, he did. Swanee. Just fucking necking pingers, sinking tins, getting loose, tearing the USA a new one, Swanee. Fuck yes. All right, Raptors at Hawks. Oh, Jesus, poor Hawks. 108-93. Fuck, who cares about this game, eh? I mean, DeMar DeRozan, Costco Kobe over there, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and Kyle Big Booty Lowry. Fucking, you reckon he's an all-star over Ben Simmons, do you? He put fucking 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists on the Hawks. Get the fuck out of here. They were both outscored by Fred VanVleet, who looks like he was randomly transported from a 1960s basketball game with all white guys. Even has the same fucking name, Fred VanVleet. 16 and 13 for my name is Jonas Valanciunas. German Rondo for the Hawks had 20 and 8. That's rebounds, not assists, because German Rondo. Well, do you think I'm going to pass? No fucking hop! John Collins, though, the rookie, 13 and 16 to go with 4 blocks, 16 rebounds. Fucking El Tonto John Collins. That's a big glass of cocktail. There you go. It's a highballer. Rockets at Mavs. Rockets smashed the Mavs. Well, not smash. It was kind of close, I guess, but did you ever think the Rockets were going to lose this one? No. 104-97. Fast Jimmy Harden has 25 and 13. 6 of 10 from 3. Trevor Reza back. He got 23 as well. CP3 only 12 on 12 to go 7 boards, 4 dimes, and 16 and 13 rebounds for Clint Capela. Dennis Smith Jr., 11 and 6 for the old Mavs over there. Wes Matthews, though, had a season high 29 points. Each one of them screamed, please trade me to a contender. Please. Please, Mark Cuban. That was the Rockets' 7th straight win over the Mavs as well. How's that Dallas rivalry go? Speaking of rivalries, Spurs and Grizz. Spurs smashed the back out of the Grizz. 103-85. Oh, you reckon it was an Australian fucking holiday or some shit? Because Paddy Thrills Mills was the leading scorer for the Spurs. 15 points. Unreal. How's that? 1 assist, 2 steals. 3 of 7 from 3 for Patty Cakes. Just going out there, baller. Fucking smashing, bro. Shit, yes. Had a bit of Gasol on Gasol violence in this one as well. You got Pau versus Mark in the El Spaniardo Bowl. And Pau wins.
Fatality.
14 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists, and almost a triple-double against his hermanos. 18-7 for Mark. Don't know. If you're going to lose by that much, do you think the coach killer over there, Mark Gasol, could actually put up more than 18-7? Just a thought. 8 Spurs in double figures for this one there. Jesus, no Tyreek Evans for Memphis. And the Grizz actually had this close, and then the Spurs just put on the fucking clamps. Outscored them by fucking 10 in the fourth and turned them into a bit of a laugher. Then the last two, the Wolves at the Blazers. This was tasty. And then it's like, oh yeah, Jimmy Butler's not playing. Fuck. So the Blazers smoking 123-114. Pat Connaughton out there though, dunking on every motherfucker. Oh, Jesus. Dame had a massive game. 31 points, 6 assists. Siege McCollum, 28 points and 5 assists as well. Not bad. The Wolves without Butler though, man, they just look fucking sketchy. Real sketchy. Wigo. Andrew Wiggins at 24, Big Cat at 16-9, and 19 points for old man Jamal Crawford. And then the final game of the evening was a pretty entertaining one, actually. Clippers at Celtics. Well, sorry, Celtics at Clippers. Back to just written that wrong. 113-102. Clippers, I mean, they outscored them in the fourth, but the Celtics just sort of had the... they flexed all the way through. Kyrie Irving ends up with 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Not bad. Wingen Blake Griffin had 23 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Got a tech for throwing the ball back to the ref too hard. And then had possibly the greatest fucking moment of the night when he turned to the ref and went, what? I got to give you money. I got to pay money because you can't fucking catch. Which I think is absolutely apropos. Absolutely fucking unreal. And I'll tell you what. In a massive night for the Australians, Bangers had a fucking corker of a night. And a massive alley-oop in the fourth. Fucking played great defense. We'll get to that in the Australian Player Watch. But I'll tell you, Australia Day fucking brings out the best. Thing is, you know, it's like a night and a half before Australia Day, but still, it's like they knew it was in the air. It's getting the Gary Ablett vibes from everybody, I reckon. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the NBA Australia performance of the night.
Nice. That's a knife.
That is a knife. And look, any regular night, this would be Andre Drummond, wouldn't it? Probably would be, because the, you know, big bugger had 30 points, 24 rebounds, 30 points, 24 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 5 fucking blocks. But you know what? It's Australia Day, so it's going to be big bloody Ben Simmons, isn't it? Oh, you better believe it. Ben Simmons, fucking A. That is a knife. Your fifth triple-double, Ben. You go 19 points, 17 rebounds, 14 assists, and 2 blocks. Unbelievable. He almost had a quadruple-double as well there. 6 turnovers, but hey, stats are for nerds. Fuck off. 6 of 15 from the field. Unbelievable. He's now equal with Magic Johnson for the second most triple-doubles as a rookie. They're just trailing Alvin Adams over there because of course they are. Not bad. Not bad, Big Simo. And that is the performance of the night. That's not a knife. That's a knife. Now, who's old mate no mates today? Who's got no mates? Look, I'll tell you, it's probably Dan Gilbert. Stephen A. Smith is all like, usually he's all like,
this is ridiculous.
Oh, Lord. Stephen A. Smith is all like, Dan Gilbert's trying to sell the Cavs. Everyone's like, oh, fuck. Nice. That predatory loan piece of shit's trying to sell the team. Gee, do you think it's obvious LeBron doesn't want him there? Do you reckon that Dan Gilbert knows that LeBron's not back next year? Oh, shit. Dan Gilbert. Oh, mate. No mates today. There you go. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to everybody's favorite. What do you reckon?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Ah, yeah. It's your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And it's Australia Day special. It's Big Simo. Of course he's better than Lonzo Ball. Get the fuck out of here. Fifth triple-double of the year. Doesn't get named an all-star. Just goes, all right, fuck yous. I'm going to kick the shit out of the Bulls. How do you feel about that? Again. And smashes. So, as mentioned, equal with Magic Johnson for the second most triple-doubles as a rookie. Got it almost within a half of fucking basketball. 19 points, 17 rebounds, 14 assists, 2 blocks. Unfucking believable. That is better than Lonzo Ball. And look, I get it. Lonzo Ball, he's not playing. But you know what? Just fucking grit it out, mate. Oh, your knee's a bit sore. You know who also had a sore knee? Wayne fucking Carey in the 1999 Grand Final. Fuck off. Get out there. Smash him. Come on, Lonzo. Get your head out your ass. Stop watching your fucking brothers play in Lithuania, you dickhead. You're only averaging 10, 7, and 7. Big Simo is fucking 17, fucking 9, and 9. Come on, Simo. All right. That's enough out of me. I'll get to the Yeah Nahs, the Australia Day special, right after we hear from this guy. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia. Fuck oath you are. It's NBA Australia over here. We're back. Let's do it. You ready for some NBA Australia Straight Day special? Yeah, nahs. It's yeah, nah. Every day we take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether or not they're more yeah or more nah. Let's do it. Number one, Dan Gilbert wants to sell the Cavs because they've been fucking shit ever since they traded. They let Dally go. Oh, and he also because he knows that LeBron's out next year. Yeah, nah. Yeah, fuck oath he is. He's like, all right, LeBron's going. We're stuck because Dally's gone. We've been shit ever since we let Dally go and we didn't pay Dally. I've got these predatory loans that are making me billions and I don't want to pay Dally. Oh, shit. Do you reckon you got the fucking Australian moxie fucking thrown on you? Yeah, you did. Hey, should he sell it to fucking Dick Smith? Yeah, nah, yeah, fuck oath. It's about time we had an Australian owner. Come on, mate. All right. So, yeah, Dan Gilbert wanting to sell the Cavs, according to Stephen A. Smith.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I just don't know.
I don't know. Stephen A. Smith doesn't know, so how would I know? Like, it's just weird. Wanting to sell the Cavs, do you reckon it's because he knows that LeBron's out next year? Yeah. It's got to be something like that. Either that or LeBron's, like, just his camp have, like, made an ultimatum. It's like, look, LeBron is going to go next year unless you sell the team. So sell it now while its value is sky fucking high. Because if you don't, LeBron will leave and then you will lose probably about $1 billion of evaluation on the Cavs. Whereas if he stays, it'll be worth way fucking more. So I reckon it's the writing's on the wall for Dano. What do you reckon? All right, number two of the Yeah Nahs. The Warriors are a bunch of fucking whinging babies for getting kicked out all the time and they only started whinging this much as soon as Aussie hero Andrew Bogut was traded away. Yeah, nah, yeah, of course they are. Fucking Andrew Bogut kept them in fucking check, going, pull your head in, you dickhead. With all this fucking barking and bitching and moaning at the refs and shit and getting thrown out, Kevin Durant got tossed the other day and then turned around and went, oh yeah, whoops. Yeah, to be honest, I deserve that. Kevin Durant, literally. So there was a report, apologized profusely about how he acted 2 nights ago after going back and actually watching the calls. Said he was a jerk and will accept whatever he gets from the league. I reckon it should be a big fucking kick in the ass, Kevin Durant, the coward. That's right. The coward Kevin Durant. That's what we call him here in NBA Australia because he's a fucking coward for leaving the OKC Thunder to join a fucking 73-win team. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, Andrew Bogut would have kept him in check. Yeah, nah. Fucking yeah. All right. Third one, Team World will beat Team USA on the fucking All-Star weekend because of Australia. Yeah, nah, yeah, fuck oath, Ben Simmons, how's this, topping the world fucking team against the USA team in what used to be the Rookie Sophomore Challenge. So now it's World versus USA, the world team is Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, the homie, Dario Saric, Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, Frankie Smokes, Frankie Nicotine, Jamal Murray, the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis, Buddy Hield and Bogdanovich from the Kings and Dylan Brooks over there in Memphis. I reckon that's way better than the US team, apart from Donovan fucking Mitchell. He's unreal. Lonzo, Jesus, really, you reckon? Dude's played like 17 games. Chris Dunn and his 2 front teeth. Jalen and Jason from the Double J's over there from Boston. Ingram and Kuz from the Lakers. Got Dennis Smith Jr., and that's a high baller, John Collins, as well. I reckon the fucking world team's going to smash him. Jesus Christ. They don't have a big guy. Who's going to play fucking center for the USA? John Collins? Jesus Christ, mate. Yeah, watch the world smash because of Australia. Just saying. And then final, look, we're going to add a fourth because look, it's Australia Day. Number four, Delhi should be in the dunk contest. Yeah, let's get it fucking happening, Delhi. What do you reckon, Delhi? Fucking, you reckon he can actually dunk? I fucking hope so. Shit, after last night, though, I want Pat Connaughton in the dunk contest. You see his shit against the fucking Wolves, the Blazers? Unreal. Fucking pinpoint alley-oops from Dame Dollar, though. Get Donovan fucking Mitchell in there as well. I mean, Dennis Smith Jr. is good, but Jesus. Donovan fucking Mitchell is just like hammering, tonging that shit. Unreal. Anyway, let's get to the, let's get to this one.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
All right, it's the unpopular opinion of the day. I want Paul George to stay in OKC for another couple of years and keep shit on edge in the West, rather than go to the fucking Lakers. Isn't it way more fun to have, like, OKC being, like, a fucking... one of, you know, everybody's favorite.
Why aren't the brakes working?
Because I cut the brakes! Wild card, bitches!
Yeah, fucking wild card. That's what you want OKC in there for. Fuck yes. And you know what? Because it's also Australia Day, they should also trade for, or they should just bring on Bogut. Just to fucking troll the Warriors. Oh, I love that. Bring it on. Yes, troll the Warriors. Get Andrew Bogut on there. Let's go, OKC. Let's get it. Fucking between Bogut and Steven Adams, they'd have the toughest two motherfuckers in the league. Not bad. All right, it's Thursday, so we also play Where in the World is Jonah Bolden? So let's do that, shall we? Aussie hero Jonah Bolden, just out there, son of Bruce, hanging out, getting work done in fucking Israel over there with Maccabi Fox Tel Aviv. Hanging out with Pierre Jackson and Norris fucking Old Cole, mate. Not bad, Norris Cole. Only played one game last week, did Jonah. Missed their Israeli BDL League game against Hapoel Galil Gilboa, but played in their win over KK Krivenas Verdesda. Sure. Zvezda? Yeah, Krivenas Verdesda. All right. As part of the EuroLeague, obviously, because KK Krivenas Verdesda, not Israeli. They're in the old Adriatic League, eh? So Jonah started a small forward. Didn't attempt a field goal in this one, though. Played 24 minutes, still had 7 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 blocks, and made one of his 2 free throws. So, not bad, Jonah. Hopefully he gets back in the lineup. Hopefully that was just a bit of a rest game against Hapoel Galil Gilboa. What do you reckon? On you, son of Bruce. Aussies everywhere out there smashing, aren't they? In the fucking NBL, where you've got Camo Bearstone, Nathan Jawai, and you got fucking... Israeli League stuff, Russian League, Spaniardo League, love it. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch for this Australia Day, right after this one.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Delhi over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, man, the Australian Player Watch, let's do the damn thing on Australia Day for you Australians out there in Australia. Australia! Ben Simmons, we've mentioned it 4 times already, but fucking hell, how good is it? 5th triple-double of the year versus the Bulls, the Sixers win. He has 19 points, 17 rebounds, 14 assists, and 2 blocks. Un-fucking-believable. So for the year, he's at 17 points, 8 rebounds, 7.5 assists, 2 steals, and a block a game. Unbelievable. Big Simmo. And how is he not a fucking all-star? What an absolute bloody outrage. Absolute outrage. All right. How about Jingling Joe Ingles? Oh, I don't know. He's just out there smashing and leading the Jazz to a win over the Pistons. His 2 threes back-to-back to sink the Pistons in overtime were a thing of beauty. It was absolutely unreal. So he gets to 13 points, 3 of 7 from 3, has his 1 rebound, 7 assists because he spreads the love like Usain Bolt there at the Rio Olympics. Has 2 steals and leads the Jazz to a much-needed win over the Pistons because the Jazz, man, they need to keep these fucking wins flowing just to stay in touch with the back end of the old West playoffs there. And because, fuck, man, they're like, what, 3 games back? Yeah, 3 games back of the Clippers, and the Clippers are outside looking in as well. So they're 4.5 games behind Denver. Brutal. So Jazz... Gobert's playing himself back into form. It's all right. They'll be okay. Jingling Wang, the Jingling one, plays the Raps on Friday as well. How about Delhi? Oh, they didn't play this week, but they fired Jason Kidd because he wasn't playing the Aussies enough. which is fair grounds for dismissal in my book. So the Bucks don't play till Friday when it's Australia Day over here, motherfuckers. So Dele can go bananas and score like 40 and have 17 assists. What do you reckon, Dele?
Oh, yeah, nah, bro. Fucking smash gun.
And how about Thon McCurt? Same thing. Watch him have a 20 and 10 on Australia Day. That'd be good. And how about Aaron Bangers Baines against the Clippers last night? Had a massive one. I mentioned this at the top of the show. Holy shit, had a massive one against DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin, whinging Blake Griffin. He played 25 minutes. He had 12 points, went 6 of 8 from the field, had 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 thunderous alley-oop in the fourth quarter, which was an absolute fucking banger. Unbelievable. So that was pretty good. What do you reckon? What do you reckon there, Steve Irwin?
Crikey.
Yeah, I reckon that was a pretty good one.
Crikey.
Fuck off. So, bangers. Celtics now 25-9 when bangers starts. Oh, 26-9, sorry. Unbelievable. That's pretty fucking good. How about Andrew Bogut? Well, he's sitting on the couch, probably chucking a barbie today for Australia Day or tomorrow. Just sitting on the couch getting paid. An inspiration. Fucking around on Twitter and Facebook. Andrew Bogut, you are an inspiration for the children. How about Mango Matthew Young? Still down with the Greensboro Swarm, his old Mango. And in the daily question, yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, but he's practicing. So hopefully he'll be back in the next couple of weeks. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, how the fuck is Kyrie doing? Well, he had the Clipper game last night, as mentioned. He had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. So not bad. So that's a good Australian Player Watch on Australia Day. Pretty good. What do you reckon? And how about we get to, it's Thursday. So we have Kiwi Corner every Thursday. Sit down, boys and girls, Ebru. And listen to a tale about Stephen Adams, Ebru. So in the two games before their Nets game for the OKC, the big Kiwi had had himself a couple of fucking games against the Lakers and the Cavs. So Stephen Adams, Kiwi Corner, let's do it. So he had 21 and 10 against the Lakers. Shot 22 of 25 between the Lakers and Cavs game. So 21 and 10 against the Lakers, then goes into the Cavs. The fucking Thunder smash them. They score 148 points in regulation. And Stephen Adams, bro, had 25 points and 10 rebounds. Unbelievable. Had a rough night then, following that up. Against the Nets, rough night against Jarrett Allen and Ty Zeller signed. Oh, Jesus. He had 6 points on 3 of 12 shooting. Oh, rough. But he still had 14 bloody rebounds there. Not bad. So for his last 5 games, the giant from Rotorua, he's basically averaging, oh, Jesus, 16 and 10. Oh, cheer, bro. That's pretty amazing, eh? Unbelievable. So here's a fucking great one for Kiwi Corner. So Adams is operating at a level no one has ever seen before. So he's on pace to become the first player in NBA history to average at least 5 offensive rebounds per game, but less than 10 total rebounds per game. Unbelievable. So he's only getting 3.8 defensive rebounds a game and 5 offensive ones. That's unbelievable. He's only one of 2 players to ever have a better offensive rebounding rate than defensive rebounding rate, meaning that Steven Adams pulls down a higher percentage of available offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds, 17.3 to 13.6. Now, most of that's because on offense, OKC assume they're going, all right, we're going to fucking chuck it up. Steve-O, go get it, mate. And on defense, everyone clears the fuck out. So Russell can pat his stats. Just saying. But anyway, that's pretty good. That was a good Kiwi Corner. He's had a fucking great couple of weeks, hasn't he? All right, let's keep on punching through and we'll get to our game previews. What do you reckon? Straight after this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Australia, eh? Cheer, Brew.
Oh, King Oath you are. All right, let's do it. Let's get to the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board on this Australia Day back in Australia. Oh, that's a shame. Patty hasn't tweeted anything else apart from Game Day Baller Game Day. Hashtag at Memphis. Hashtag Go Spurs Go. I expect a very inspirational Australia Day one coming out of Patty later today. All right, let's get to our game previews. Game previews. It's Thursday night here in the USA. So you got a couple of good ones for your stray day watching during the Arvo. What do you reckon? Sinking tins, watching a couple of games. Fuck oath. You got Kings at Heat early. That's gross. You'll be able to watch James Bloodsport Johnson up against Zeebo, though. That'd be pretty fucking good. You got the Dragon, Goran, versus Bogdan Bogdanovic over there as well. Ooh, no love lost there. Kings at Heat, though. Heat fucking smash them. But then you'll actually be able to watch this one. It's a good one. The Wizard Thunder. The Wizard fucking unraveling. Thunder are chasing six straight wins. The Wizard, the biggest fuck about team going as well. And just watch them win this one randomly. But I still want to pick the Thunder because the Wizard just a fucking shit show. God damn, they're annoying. John Wall, Brad Beal, Otto Porter. Apparently everybody hates Otto Porter. I don't fucking know, mate. Still, Thunder at Wiz should be good. Fucking Marcin Gortat. Hello. Yes, he's Polish Hammer. I've come to try to smash Steven Adams. Yeah, best of luck with that, Marcin. How about the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City versus the Denver Nuggets? The Zinger got roasted for sitting out that Warriors game with a knee irritation. Will he dare go up against Nikola Jokic? Who knows? Fuck, man, even Walt Frazier was jumping on Zinger about that. He's like, motherfucker, you an all-star, and you're going to sit out the Warriors game because your knee hurts a little bit? Oh, Jesus. But the Knicks versus Nugs, yeah, the Nugs are going to smoke him. Don't worry about that. And then finally, the second game of probably the old TNT doubleheader, Wolves at Warriors. Oh, Jesus, this would have been a good game, but it's on a back-to-back for the Wolves without Jimmy Butler, so it's a bit of a waste. This would have been an amazing litmus test otherwise, though, right? With Jimmy Butler healthy, Wigo, Jeff Oteague over there, Big Cat, going hammer and tongs against the Warriors, the coward Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, fuck. This is still... As long as Jimmy Butler gets healthy, this would be a great second-round playoff matchup preview if the Wolves end up on the four seed, eh? Not bad. So give me the Warriors there. I think they smoke them. The Wolves will probably keep this close, but they'll just run out of gas on the end of the back-to-back. Let's do it. And you know what? Oh, shit. God damn it. That's it. We're done for Australia Day. Australia time. So I hope you've smashed this before you watch some games while you're sinking tins. Having a barbie, hanging out with your mates, fucking just getting loose. Watching your buddy Pete the Shagger try to pick up some Sheila at the pub. Not bad. All right, that's NBA Australia for today. Happy Australia Day for all of you back in Australia. I'm going to probably back-to-back this and have a fucking massive Australia Day USA time for the weekend preview tomorrow. But that's what we'll be back doing tomorrow with way more ridiculousness. The weekend preview, going to preview every single game. We'll wrap all of last night's game or tonight's games. All the good shit. So follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia and Facebook at NBA Australia. You'll love it. And subscribe on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever it's called. Google Play, chuck us a rating and review while you're at it. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band House Hats. They're fucking great. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green Green Green, Iowa Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army. That's right, all Australian bands here on NBA Australia. You heard their song throughout the episode. Go check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. It's Australia Day. Support Australian tunes. And all right, mate. Stick around for a bit of The Diary of Stephen Adams. And we will catch you tomorrow on USA Australia Day. What do you reckon? All right, mate. This has been NBA Australia. We'll catch you tomorrow. Lederhosen.
Oh, Kia ora, Bruce. It's Stephen Adams here, eh, bro? I'm just chilling back in my crib, bro, before we go play that John Boy Wall and that Brad Beal fella, eh? I've got a chili bin stock full of Dr. Pepper, bro, and I'm wearing my jandals, so I thought I'd write in my diary, eh? So here goes. Oh, dear diary, it's me, Stephen Adams, eh, bro? But you probably knew that, eh? Still, how are things with you? I'm good, bro. We've won 5 straight games, bro, which is pretty great, eh? I mean, it's heaps better than losing, eh? Because, like, when we lose, bro, that little Russell fella, I'll tell you, bro, he goes into a bit of a rage, eh? It's like my cousin Rongo, bro, when he's not in jail. He's always like, oh, Stephen, bro, come help me juck this Toyota Camry, bro. And I'm always like, Rongo, mate, that's my Toyota Camry. Can you not steal it, please, bro? I need it. And then we go and play rugby, bro, and I have to spend most of the time making sure I don't get a finger up the jacksie, eh, bro? Bloody Rongo, bro. He's a loose unit, eh? Anyway, back to it. So, when we lose, little Russ Brew, he takes Terence Ferguson's cutting away from him and threatens to, like, do some shit to him, Brew. So, unless we do better. But, I don't reckon little Russ is being serious because, like, who doesn't like cuttings, Brew? But this winning streak has also been pretty good. It's also when I've gone back and made pivlovas for everybody when we win, bro. And it looks like they just keep winning to keep eating pivlovas, bro. So, I mean, we play the Wizards tonight, bro. So I better get cooking for this one for tonight when we play them, eh? I mean, still, it'll be a damn lot simpler to cook a hungy, bro. But it's just too cold out here in OKC, bro, and the ground's all frozen, eh? So, I'll tell ya, I miss NZ in Wellington sometimes, bro. But not when we're winning, eh? So, cheer to that. I'll speak to yous next week. Cheer, bro. Love, Stephen Adams.